Outside Fury's walls and at the top of a distant rise, Lone Wolf waited for his captains to return to him for a parley while he watched the battle. It was not going well. In fact, it was going very poorly. The Whites picked off his men from the top of their wall like his forefathers had once picked off the mighty grazing buffalo from the cover of long grass. Juanito, who had returned limping badly, a bullet embedded in his thigh, stood next to Lone Wolf.
I thought you said you had scouted.
I did, just last week.
Lone Wolf had, too. All was just as he'd seen it, except for those big wagons they'd just observed hurrying to the relative safety of the inner wall. Lone Wolf knew they were freighters, daring to cart their wares across Apache land. And from past experience, he knew what they carried. He smiled to himself. Very soon, there would be new toys for the children and pretty cloth for the women. And the Apache would all have a rich supply of cattle and pigs and flour and salt to last through the summer and winter, and new ponies.
Your information was not very good.
It was not good, Lone Wolf. The walls are too high for such men as we. It would take men the size of gods to step over them.
So said Ravenlitz. He said, then I will be that tall, and stood on his pony. He lies where they shot him off.
Pick up the dead and bring them back. The wounded too. But do not stop the fight. We can win. You and you. Take your men to the side of the town where Earth greets the sun. Attack strongly. You, Bobcat who snarls, you get back to the gate. Juanito, get yourself to the medicine man. Tell him I said to mend your leg before you go back to battle.
Juanito left him, awkwardly hobbling toward the medicine man. Lone Wolf glanced to the west. The sun was falling close to the horizon. There would be not much time left for fighting today. Victory might have to be left for tomorrow. If this was the case, so be it. Ward Wanamaker, the town's deputy and the man who would organize the bucket brigades once the wagons were all inside and the stockade closed up against the heathen, was busily hauling bucket after bucket up from the well. It was no easy feat, because the water level was rapidly falling. He knew that if they didn't get these fires put out pretty quickly, they were going to have to let the fires have their way. He didn't want that. His back aching, Ward hauled up another bucket, handed it to the next man in line, and sent down an empty. It was halfway to its target when he felt the arrow sink into his shoulder with a sharp sting. Then, a burning ache. He fell to his knees, and then face forward into the dirt of the street. His bucket rope was grabbed by someone. He couldn't see who.
Get me up! Get me on my feet! Get me up!
No one listened. Not even his own body.